Welcome to the Prolific Pulse Poetry Podcast. This is your host, Lisa Tomi Zonneveld. I'm so happy to welcome Mona Sagic today, and it's such a pleasure to have you here. Good morning, Mona.
Hello, good morning.
And I hope I didn't botch up your name too bad.
No, it was perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Mona, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
So I am from Morocco.
Whoa.
And I am a writer. I normally write about philosophy and the nature of reality, and I try to understand more about humans and our reality. But I'm also a poet. When I go through some challenges or when I finish a cycle, I feel like a poem comes to me as a gift, and I write it sometimes because I want to come back to it, and sometimes just because I want to put it on a paper.
And are you a full-time writer, or do you have another vocation?
I would say that I am a full-time writer.
Wonderful. And we're going to be talking about your new book today, but tell us about your other book you have out.
Yes, so I have been writing a book called Who Am I, Where Am I? And that book tried to, in that book, I tried to share my understandings about reality, the dimensions, the physical one and the other ones, universal moral, and also about humans, our emotions, our mind and how it works, our soul, spirit, and yes. So I wrote this book 2 years ago, and I think it's still relevant for me. I go back to it from time to time.
So you do kind of use your books then as a point of reference to different times in your life, and maybe try to go back and relive that and see your growth and what you've learned from that experience.
Yes. Also, it's funny, sometimes I get a higher perspective, but it doesn't contradict the previous one. It seems like it's levels of understanding steps that I go about, and I like it. So when I am confused, I go back to basics. It's like the previous stage is always the basis, and then I try to go from there to understand and to navigate better on Earth.
Wonderful. That's great. It sounds very inspirational. I imagine that people are going through, as we all go through different things in our lives, would gain from reading something like that so that it might offer them some hope, some inspiration. I mean, it sounds like that's one of your recurring themes, is to provide hope and inspiration for other people.
Yes, sometimes you need an extra mile, and that extra mile is provided by hope. Sometimes you just need to hope and to have more faith and to stay in the game and to keep going and to handle your emotions and your thoughts for a little bit more. And then you get to a place where things are clear, things are easier. You graduate in a way. So yeah, I like to have hope, to give myself hope, and also to give it to others.
Now, how long have you been writing?
I have actively been writing since 2016.
And what was it that turned you to the pen?
So I used to write a lot when I was a kid, and when I got older, I just journaled, or like it wasn't really writing for writing. And then in 2016, I had a moment in my life where I really wanted to understand a lot of things. I didn't want to go one more day without understanding who I was on a personal level, on a human level, where I was, the purpose of life, all these existential questions. And so I started documenting everything I thought about, I learned, I channeled, whatever came to my mind. And then I wanted to make it as coherent and organized as possible. Then a day came where I thought, why not publish? And that was another challenge because when you talk to yourself, when you write for yourself, you generally speaking understand. But when you want to convey an idea or to talk to other people, you have to build a bridge. You have to be sure that what you say, what you think, and what you write are the same so that people at least understand what you mean.
Right.
And I'm still learning. Still learning.
Yeah. How's that publishing process been for you? Some people find that to be very challenging or tedious. How has it been
Well,
for
it's
you?
It's always challenging when it's the first time. So as we get older, we don't want to go through first time anymore. So one just need to remember that everything that we've learned through our lives had first time and challenging moments. And so I just accept it. It's not easy, but I accept it. I try to learn. And
exactly. I know when I published my first book, it was a chap book, and it has all kinds of mistakes in it. And I said, that's my, and I don't go back and change it. I just say, this is my learning book. This is, and if you go back and look at that, and you go back to where I am now and subsequent things that I've published, you can see a big difference. But you know, it's a learning experience, and I think we need to be reminded that where we were and where we are. So, absolutely. So this particular book that you have coming out this month, and when is the date it's going to come out?
On the 25th April.
25th. And what inspired you to do this particular book? I'm going to show the book on the screen. Back to Love and Beauty.
Yes, that's it. So, do you mean what inspired me to write it or what inspired me to publish it? Okay, to write it, because it's two different things. So, I did not need any inspiration to write it. It's like a very private, intimate moments when I'm in a certain feeling state, and I either paint or I write poems, and those poems are like poems, meditation. I expose a lot of what I feel, and it's very, very intimate and personal. And also, it's free of rationality, free of objective truths, free of is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? Can I say that? Did you check like in philosophy, in any other field, I have to check my facts before doing anything. But in poetry, it's just whatever I feel, I validate it and I write it. So this is the
infinity. Validation of your feelings. Can you put it into words? And being an artist, you designed the cover?
Yes, it's the painting, actually. It's a painting, and it has a poem. So the poem came first, and then the painting, and the painting is talking about the poem, and the poem talks about astral vision. So it's a dream where I had this vision, and I went through things, and when I came back, I wrote the poem, and then I tried to envision the poem into a painting, and that's what.
Well, it's very beautiful, beautiful work on that.
Thank you.
All the whole design, the colors, and everything. Do you have art within the book as well?
Yes, I have included some of my painting.
Wonderful.
My
sounds beautiful.
Humble paintings. The one, because it's also love and beauty, and for me, beauty is harmony. Beauty when I walk into woods with trees around, I find a lot of beauty in birds, beauty in the sky, but also beauty in painting, things that humans have achieved. So.
Wonderful. Well, I would love to hear your poetry. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to hear you read something from your book.
Okay, so I am going, because it's been full moon not long ago. There is a poem that I have never read and not shared before with anyone. It's called The Moon. Let's read some line. Are you fine with it?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Let's go. The moon. The moon is happy. The 12s are far. No energy is touching. In void, just hiding. Who knows the cycles better than her? She knows when to speak or to ponder, to shine, to shed dark. But with pride, all is important, relevant to her ride. The queen of time and gestation, wise guidance in each season. She sets the clock for what's next, teaches patience in calculus tech. It's not against consistency. The change looks when coursing, always showing up is written in her book. Doesn't mean she'll appear in the same look. So, yeah.
That's
a part of the poem, because I am so in love with the moon. And also I like the analogy of us humans going through cycles, and sometimes there are thoughts, oh, you have changed. You should be consistent with this. And it's not true. It's cycles, and we evolve, and we don't want to do the same thing all our lives. And we don't want to appear the same way. There is change. There is aging. There are a lot of beautiful things that we need to embrace.
Lovely. Wow. I like that philosophy on that. That is really vital. I noticed that we had a full moon last night, and I wondered what that would bring today, or even overnight. When I used to work, in the social work system, I noticed differences in my day when the moon was full. And so I just, I have a lot of respect for the energies of the moon and what it can do. So love that poem. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Believe you had maybe another poem you'd like to read for us?
Yes, because I have had a lot of wonderful, beautiful beings in my life that taught me, and I was not always listening, but they tried to teach me beautiful things. I have a poem called The Teacher, and it's an ode to all my teachers, yoga teachers, teachers of non-duality, teachers of spirituality, teachers of sports, whatever. And you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Let's go. The teacher. I found it better to go there lonely, but then saw you do it effortlessly. So open, so light, you make it easy. One snap, you connect quickly. Crystal clear, you embody it so fast. I struggle to get the test fast. But with you, oh, my teacher, I aim, I hit, my hands surrender. Never miss, with you, got better. You unlock portals for those who want to join and win the call. Voices in my head say, don't objectify. Your master is a medium, not the eye. I get it, don't worry, I reply. Hear my words loud, I don't intend to stay around more than it's meant. I sit at a distance, magical instant. Closing eyes, breathing heavy, thoughts leave the house, soon my body. Grounded in that which is real me, all the rest appears only. So this is a nod to especially spiritual teachers. And a lot of teachers, they want to give you everything, but sometimes you get attached to them and you associate information or knowledge with the person, and how it's a work that you have to do to know that some people come to your life and that they are mediums and that there is so much to learn from them. But at the same time, you should not be too much attached to the person.
Right, to develop your own individual self. And not be too dependent on, what they have found, but what also you need to discover for yourself. that you can carry through life. Yeah, I like that.
And
I like that
you can
philosophy.
become your own teacher. You can, and you will, and you will, and you have to become the teacher for other people. That's what we are. We are all teachers. We teach with our behavior, with our presence, with everything that we do.
Right, exactly. I totally agree with that philosophy. Well, that's great. Mona, where would one be able to find your book? Where would they go?
So you can go to my website, monasakak.com, or you can find it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, like every main library.
Okay. I will be sure to put that link in your show notes as well, so people can click on that to purchase your book. Are you doing pre-sales right now with it?
No, I am starting
Okay.
in the launch, 25th day.
All right. I've marked that on my calendar then, so I can be sure and get a copy.
It's 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away. All right. Well, congratulations on putting this book out. I look forward to reading it when it does come out, and I'll be sure to promote it in my social networks. It's been such a pleasure to have you on here. Is there anything that I haven't asked that you'd like to speak to?
Yes, I maybe just want, my intention through these poems is just to let people know that sometimes you go through hurricanes of emotions, and emotions are of two sorts. Sometimes the emotion, you can trace back what happened to have this emotion, and in those moments one just needs to calm and to be more peaceful, and everything passes, and to keep hope, to keep calm, to keep peaceful, and to love yourself, to be nice to yourself. Other times emotions are triggered by life happenings. We can know exactly what happened, and objectively, from all point of views, this is a bad or a sad news. And so you just give yourself permission to stay with whatever feeling you have, and to let it go, and to, like I say, heal, recharge, and come back fresh. Don't be afraid of your emotions. I find that we get mature physically, mentally, but emotionally we have hard time getting to emotional maturity, stability. And how many times have you been sure that you would crush something, but because of your emotional state, you just didn't do it or didn't go to that place? So if step by step you allow yourself to have a better relationship with your emotions, your life will get at least more peaceful, and in the best case scenario, you'll experience more joy and happiness and excitement about it.
Wonderful. Great words of wisdom on that. Thank you so much. I want to have you take us out with one of your poems.
Okay. Let's do this one. So this one is someone who, you know, all these words I've just said, who've been telling me these words many times, and really, it really helped, like, be happy, stay strong, giving me hope, and everything is going to be okay. And sometimes when you hear someone say that, you're like, oh, they're just being nice. But really, when you experience it and you try to implement it in your life, it really works, and it makes a big difference. So I call this poem The Rock. I discovered splendor on your face, softness spreading all over the place, handsome and all beautiful look. I wonder when I open your book, brave, love, you've got and took. Higher realms lie behind your door, portals that you reveal, inverted mirrors. In life, this ocean, tides come and go, wisdom for others. You only show waves of darkness I see, others of bliss. Yet your presence feels like a kiss, closer to me than my breath. I hold you precious in my chest. Taught me to say what's best, or to keep silent. But you know, when you believe and allow, this is how miracles flow. Silent not only from thought, thoughts in your mind do not walk. Do you all seem transparent, house of glass, so apparent? You never show nor hide the ugly nor sparkling side. To your principles I abide. Smile, either your burden or hide. Temporary has agenda, won't let you fly. Stay with me, stick with the rock. Stick with me, I was, I am, and always be free.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Look forward to your book and many wonderful things to happen for you.
Thank you. Same there. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.